This is Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide. Today on the show, Kitsikatsu Wanasapi, a reading by Derek Jensen, and music by Resident Antihero. This is Rage, like the river, desperately wanting a community of resistance. Hello and welcome to Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide, and a special hello to all those who love their land base. Today is the first of my interviews with non-humans. My first interview is with the river near my place, Kitsikatsu Wanasapi. I used to believe I was fairly good at being in touch with nature. When I walked through the forest, I'd move around to avoid spider webs. I would step to miss mushrooms, gently move branches out of my way, don't whack and slash. Even in town, I step over ants on the sidewalk, which is tricky to do because ants aren't very linear, so they're moving their own particular way, and you have to sort of take that into consideration as you're stepping over them. I chat with chickadees, crows, magpies, any bird that would stay around for a talk. I remember stopping for a squirrel so that it could finish crossing the road. It wouldn't see me and get frightened and try to run back because there was a lot of traffic at the time, and it was making a run for it. So I stopped so it could get all the way across. You know, I talk with my plants around. I watch the nature around me. You know, I've hugged trees, and that's a wonderful feeling. And it wasn't really until I did this interview that I realized that my relationship really was less than real than I thought it was. My connection with Kitsikatsu Wanasapi was one of the most emotional experiences of my life. In fact, I was trying to describe it to Waziatawi and broke down crying in the interview, and it's, you know, and I barely know her. And it's just, you know, that was just, it was amazing from the emotional impact that it had on me. And it's been really hard for me to put this interview together. So what I'd like to do is try to do it in a different way. What I'm actually going to suggest that I do is actually take you through what's called a guided journey. And this is not like your New Age style guided vision. I'm actually going to talk about what I saw and what I felt with the river at the time that I did this. And I don't believe that it's a simple thing to do or to take lightly. So if you don't feel comfortable in doing this, I really, you know, jump ahead and listen to Derek's reading of his Pretend You're a River, which is really a beautiful piece. And as he says, he says he didn't write it. He was given it by the stream by his place. And it's a wonderful piece, and it's really well done. And I think that may well be something to go and listen to. You can just listen to this part that I'm going to do straight through if you want, and go forward from there. Or you can actually do the exercise, but that's a choice that you make. We'll leave it at that. That you're making that choice, and that choice is yours. So for those of you that have read your Wicca books and have done your Wicca workshops and things like that, you kind of know a little bit of what I'm going to do and talk about. And so I'm stealing from that tradition to do this. So first, what I'd like you to do is just get comfortable. Really, if you can, listen to this with headphones, lie down, and just relax, and we'll walk this through. And I hope you can appreciate that this, the way that I'm going to do this. I'm not sure, you know, some people I'm sure will be cynical about it, but I can't think of any other way to do this, really. I've written it out, and you can go and read it on the website. I've written it out, and it's there, and you can see the kind of experiences that I had through that. But I think this is the only real way that I can do it full justice, to put it in a proper way. I mean, it's similar to what how Derek has written it. Only what I'm asking you to do is to actually lose yourself in the process and go from there. To lie down, so I want you to relax, and in the relaxing process, just lay out. In yoga, they even call it the corpse pose. You don't have to do exactly that, but you can lie down, relax out, and just start with your toes. And start relaxing your toes, and then let it come up through your ankles and knees, And just walk through your body, get to your lower back. Just let slip away, slide, fade into the floor or the ground, or wherever you are. Let your stomach relax, your chest. Across your shoulders and down through your arms. Out through your fingers. Relax your neck. Your head. Your eyes. Your forehead. Your ears. Just let yourself go. And let yourself go. And fade so that you don't have a physical body anymore. You're actually fluid. In that fluidity, you're a wide expanse, narrow expanse. There's no real boundaries to your actual self. You just rub against things. And you feel yourself trickling over rocks. Rolling over rocks, laughing as you go. Doesn't bother you. Feels very nice. It's like a nice back up. And as you're flowing, you can feel the fish swim through you. The reeds sway in your motion. You feel the ducks swimming on top of you. Each stroke of their feet. As they open and close the webbed feet in their bodies and they move across you. You can hear the hum of insects. You can feel the fish leap through the water and fall back in splashing. You hear the hum of the trees, the chatter of the birds, their songs. Touch of their wings. Feel the steps of a great blue herring that moves through you. You can feel the glide of a canoe sliding across your body. Gently, quietly. You hear the singing of the listeners. As they sing prayers to you of thanks, of joy. Of life. Life is good. Then you feel, then you hear the sound of two rocks smashing together again and again and again. You feel and taste the blood of the listeners all through you. More and more. Almost more than you can be yourself. And then slowly that fades. But you don't hear the listeners anymore. And then you feel it. Slow at first. Touch of poison. It creeps into your body. It flows into you. You move, but you can't get away from it. And this poison gets stronger. And you watch how it kills your friends, twists them within you. You carry their bloated bodies, and there's nothing you can do. Then you watch the oldest of your friends fall into you, across from you. The sky has opened more, the trees disappear. Soon there are strange ones beside you, yellow and green, They speak no language you understand. They have no language. They are crazy. And the poison gets stronger. And as the poison seeps in, you feel yourself drawn away and making this poison even stronger still. Poison seeping in, you being drawn away. Poison seeping in, you being drawn away. And no matter what you do, you bring the poison with you, and you poison your friends. And you watch, and you can feel, and you can see within you what that poison is doing. It is deforming and killing your friends, and you can't stop. With every fiber of your soul, you want to stop. You can feel it in the depth of yourself that you never knew existed, and you cannot stop. Everywhere you go, you bring poison, and the poison keeps coming, and you cannot stop. And you can feel within yourself, and you start to choke on this poison. You're choking, but you can't cough it out. It can't come out. You choke, you cough, you gag, but it still won't come out. You have no form, but you have pain. What your form is, pains from one part to another. You writhe in that pain. You cannot avoid it, because the poison stays and gets worse. You choke, you woove, and you scream. You yell for the listeners. You yell for your friends. Nobody can hear you. The poison keeps coming. You keep poisoning your friends. It won't stop. You yell for your friends. You yell for your friends, the listeners. But they do not come. They do not come. And then the river lets you go. You're back in the room. Where do your feet? Where do your hands? But stay lying there and just listen to Derek's story. I think you'll be much better. It'll make you feel much better.
Pretend you're a river. Pretend you're the mist who falls so fine, so gentle, that nothing separates water and air. You're the rain who falls in sheets, explodes onto the ground to leave pocks and puddles. You're the ground who receives this water, soaking it up, taking it in, carrying it deep inside. You're the cracks and fissures where the waters accumulate, flow, fall to join more water and more in pools and rivers who move slowly through cavities, crevices, pores. You're the sounds and silence of water seeping or staying still. You are the meeting of wet and dry, the union of liquid and solid, where solids dissolve and liquids solidify. You are the pressure who pushes water through seams. You are the rushing water who bubbles from the earth. You're a tiny pool between rocks. You overflow, find your way to join others who, like you, are moving, moving. You are the air at the surface of the water, the joining of substantial and insubstantial, the union of under and over, weight and not weight. You are the riffle, the rapid, the tiny waterfall that turns water to air and air to water. You are the mist who settles on the soil. You are the plants who drink the mist, and you're the sun who warms and feeds them. You're the fish who feed on insects, who feed on plants, who feed on soils, who feed on fish. You're the fish, you become souls, you become plants, you become insects, you become fish, you flow down the river. You are the river who joins other rivers to become a new river who's all the rivers and something else. You are the river. You do not stop at the banks where liquid turns to solid. You reach into the sky and into the soil. Water moves through rocks, comes up to form pools far from the fast flow where the rivers move together, seeps down to join still waters deep below the surface, waters who sleep and wake and sleep and mingle with the stones who are the river too. You are the river, who's married to the mountains you've known since they were young, who've given themselves to you as you've given yourself to them. You are the canyons you nestle into, each year deeper than the year before. You are the forests who give you their fallen trees and the meadows you flood and feed and who feed you back their fruits and fine insects who fly to your surface to be taken in by the fish who with their own bodies again feed the meadows. You are the river who feeds the ocean, who feels the tides pushing and pulling against your mouth, the waves mixing fresh and salt. You are that intermingling. That's who you are. That's who you've always been. You are the river. You've lived with volcanoes and glaciers. You've been dammed by lava and ice. You've carried log jams so large and so old they grow their own forests with you running beneath. You've lived through droughts and floods. You are the river. You miss the salmon. You miss the sturgeon. You miss the ocean. You miss the meadows. You miss the forests. You miss the beavers and otters and grizzly bears. You miss the human beings. You are the river. You want them back. You want to feel the tickling of the sturgeon, the thrusting of the salmon. You want to carry food and soil to the ocean. You want to cover the meadows as you used to, and you want to give yourself to them, and you want them to give themselves to you as you've done forever and as they have too. Now, pretend you're a forest. You're the bark of trees and the hairy moss who hangs from them. You're the duff who becomes soil, who becomes trees, who becomes seeds, who becomes squirrels, who becomes owls, who becomes slugs, who becomes shrews, who becomes soil. You're the trees who cannot live without the fungi, who cannot live without the voles, who cannot live without the trees. You're the fire who cannot live without the trees, who cannot live without the woodpeckers, who cannot live without the beetles, who cannot live without the fire. You're the wind who speaks through the trees and the trees who speak through the wind. You're the birds who sing and the birds who do not. You are the salamanders, the ferns, the millipedes, the bumblebees who sleep on flowers waiting for the morning to warm you up so you can eat and fly on home. You too have lived through drought and flood, hot and cold. And you too miss the salmon. You miss the owls, the grizzly bears. You miss the rivers. You miss the human beings. You want them all back. You need them back or you will die.
that was Resident Antihero with Renegade Otter Torpedoes Dam. So this pain, this feeling that I got from the river, and I hope you understand where I came from and how I did it this way, but this is every river that I have ever known, that I've ever touched. I don't drink from streams I used to drink from when I was a kid. I wouldn't let my kids do it, because the water is all polluted in my lifetime. But this is every river that I know. The Athabasca, the Red Deer, the Bow River. Every little river and stream is crying from the poison that's being fed every single day. The other thing I realized, too, is that the water we're meant to drink is living water. The water in a river. The water in a stream that's clean, clear, beautiful, unpolluted, full of life. That's the water we are meant to drink. Not the water from taps that have their own concoctions in them. That is zombie water. That is zombie water for zombies. And taking us out is Resident Antihero with Systems of Control. Every river near where you live needs your help. Every river where you live needs your help. The resistance is within you. Set it free.
Hunger, mistreatment of the older and younger. I've seen people choose to sell their mind for a fabricated lifestyle they don't find. Defeated by systems of control. Protect your mind and protect your soul, or they'll take all of it, then install a chip. Broadcast, upgrade, reboot, polish it. Mechanized like a metronome. Jam frequencies or they'll get your dome. We moved up out the concrete electric haze and make war on machines till the end of days. Not really machines, but they're not human beings. They can stop with the schemes, cause there's something in between. Regimen and routine that's keeping my conscience clean, and the satellite they beam won't ever reach in my dreams.
We don't want the worldwide globalized government. Machines are in control and they fucking love it. If they wanna mechanize and control the world, put computer chips into every boy and girl. So we anti-systems of control, here to take it all back, everything that they stole. Anti-systems of control, protect your mind and protect your soul.
Systems of control.
complaint, so consider it filed. I don't want no computer chip in my child. No retinal scan, computerized, compiled. And no machine culture, cause my earth is wild. Hair, blood, mucus, teeth, and claws. And no systems of courts, penalties, and laws with laws. Unfixable, unprincipled, international oligarch think they invincible. Underground silos, weapons that's chemical. Standards of beauty where girls look identical. Prefixes, subclauses, fine printed contracts. Packed with acts that protract the facts. Spiderweb, tentacles, mechanized thought. Systems and secrets where truth that is bought. Your mind is the place where the war is fought. So protect what is left and defend what you got.
We don't want a worldwide globalized government. Machines are in control and they fucking love it. If they wanna mechanize and control the world, put computer chips into every boy and girl. So we anti-systems of control. Here to take it all back, everything.